Kia ora, Kofo Smith ahau. Nā mai ki te whare. Welcome to the House. Once the budget has been officially unveiled, Parliament's 12 subject select committees are given bits of it to investigate. The budget is already divided into 49 aspects called votes, and these are allocated to committees according to their specialist areas. So, you know, health gets vote health, and justice gets vote courts, police and corrections. The Governance and Administration Committee is given a few, including the home game combo of Vote Parliamentary Service and Vote Office of the Clerk. Those two organisations are the main beasts that run Parliament, and the minister responsible for them is the Speaker. They're now increasingly cooperating, but they aren't joined. One subject that Trevor Mallard addressed.
One of the things that I would like to look at when we've had a settling period is, you know, in 3 to 5 years' time, do in fact we need separate organisations? And there's a related question as to whether we should treat the a new organisation as we do an officer of Parliament and make it a creature of the Parliament rather than reliant on funding from this process.
As you might imagine, in an estimates hearing with the people who run your own workplace, the MPs had a wide range of questions from accessibility, their own workflows, seismic safety, and electronic and physical security. There was quite a bit of what Americans call inside baseball, including the planned outcomes from the recent inquiry the Speaker initiated into workplace culture and how to improve it, and the Speaker's desire to train MPs to be better MPs, including mentoring them as managers.
Members' games can be lifted significantly with good mentoring and the ability to have regular checks and low-level interventions before members or relationships get to the sort of levels that we've had so much of publicity about recently.
But there was also a lot that reaches outside the building, like the sudden end to sign language interpreters for question time on parliamentary TV. Here's the Clerk of the House, David Wilson.
There was no lack of funding. There was sufficient money to do it. We had entered into a contract with the provider, the sole one that had bid, but they actually had to say we can't go through with it because if we do this every day, deaf people who need us to interpret, say for doctors, lawyers, for emergency services, can't have us. And so it was them saying they couldn't do it. So unfortunately, we jointly agreed we'd have to stop. But we do want to do it. I think it's a really useful thing to do and recognises that third official language.
And last year's move to live stream select committees on Facebook.
I just think it's fantastic. I mean, it gives a whole pile of access. I get an enormous amount of feedback from the public who, you know, I mean, I was one of those sad people 40 years ago who listened to Parliament on the radio, when I was travelling around in my car. But there are a lot of people who know that the work that we do in these committees is important, and them having this level of access compared to what they used to have, I think it's fantastic.
Estimates hearings like this one will continue for at least 2 weeks, and as you just heard, can be watched live. You've been listening to The House. E te whakarongo koe ki te whare, he hutake e puake nā tētahi putia āwhina, no mai i te pāramata. Mā te wā.